is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. And today, we have Danny Johnson as our guest. Welcome, Danny.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, Sharon. It's an honor. Honestly, it's an honor. I love the work that you do.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so delighted that you're with us. It's a great honor to have you. So now, Danny, you're the gal who went from living in her car broke to being a millionaire in 2 years.
Yep.
And now you train others how to do the same.
Yes.
And you really are a world-class entrepreneur success coach, and you took time out to write a book on parenting.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me why you did that.
The reason why I did that is because someone is grooming your kids to succeed or fail right now. And grooming the next generation for success helps adults teach kids to succeed in life, because someone right now, all these kids are going to grow up to be something someday. Politicians, the future politicians, the future business leaders, entertainers, bankers, the future moms and dads are in our homes, schools, and communities right now. And someone is grooming them either to fail or to succeed.
I really think you're right when you say we need a wake-up call, because someone's grooming our kids. And I'm so delighted you're having so much success. I understand that your book, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, is now on Amazon.com's top 100.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We actually released it just a week ago, and it hit, this is so exciting, it blew my mind. We hit number one success book, best-selling success book, which means it topped over the 4-Hour Work Week and Freakonomics and The Secret. We also hit number one best-selling for jobs and careers, number one movers and shakers. We hit number four most gifted book. So it was right under Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck's book and Twilight Zone, and then there was Grooming the Next Generation for Success. So it shows that you and I are not the only ones concerned about the next generation being groomed for failure, and we want to see them groomed for success.
That's right. So what is the most important responsibility, do you think, that we as parents have?
We as parents have responsibility to groom them to succeed instead of hoping that someday they accidentally fumble along and get lucky and successful. It is our job to groom them, our job as parents, teachers, grandparents, spiritual parents, to groom them for a successful life financially, relationally, in their work life. We need to teach them and guide and equip them to be able to do well in those areas.
Right. What I liked best about the book was the word-for-word conversations that you relate having with your children, because that way I could see how to do it. You know, so often I'm rushed, I'm alarmed, whatever, and I may not actually get my message across in a persuasive manner. You know, don't stop, be quiet. Sometimes that doesn't get the response that we want. Like you were telling in the book, you told Cabe that you wanted him to wash the dishes, and as any young boy, he's not terribly excited about that. But you said, well, how do you want others to respond to you when you're asking them to do a task? You know, so you explained to him how he might lead others and how just washing the dishes there is really a prelude to success.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect opportunity, Sharon, to groom them for the workforce someday and how they will lead and influence in the workforce someday. So when you know, my son Cabe, for example, who's now 15, and he is precious. I mean, he blows my mind how, yes, ma'am, I'd be glad to, is his answer now, because he was groomed as a young man, I mean, as a young boy, to give the right response. But if any parent has their son or daughter, or even a teacher like yourself, who rolls their eyes, you know, shrugs their shoulders, and gives you an, oh, man, what are we teaching that child right there when we let them get away with that, when we ignore it, or we argue with them? When we argue with that young boy who eventually is going to be a husband, a father, and some, you know, some contributor to a household, meaning he's going to have a job or a business someday, when we allow, when we say, hey, you do it because I said so, don't give me any lip, this is provoking rebellion. This is not honor to him, and we're not using the opportunity for him to honor authority. Honor has to be taught. It doesn't come natural.
Mm-hmm. Both modeled and directly taught.
Absolutely.
Right, and some accountability.
Absolutely. And so in the example that you brought out in the book, you know, where I do, it's like a script. Mm-hmm. There's lots of scripts in the book about how you address each one of these problem areas and the words that you use that build them up and correct and give them a vision that's bigger than themselves. Mm-hmm. And so in that instance, it is Cabe. I understand that dishes are not exciting. However, someday you're going to lead a family, you're going to have a wife, kids, and you might even own a business or you know, like you said, you want to be a hockey coach. How do you want your athletes to respond to you when you tell them to do more lines, when you ask them to run the court again and again? What response do you want from them? And his answer is, well, I want them to, you know, respect me and say, yes, sir, I'd be glad to. And I said, well, then what you need to do is you need to practice that now, because we reap what we sow. And how you respond to authority is how others will respond to your authority. Someday you'll lead people. And how you respond to the leadership over you is how others will respond to the leadership when you have leadership over them.
Right.
He's a phenomenal leader, by the way, Sharon.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, you speak well of your children. That's also a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
You've got a vision for them that you've imparted. And, you know, there's plenty of visions out there for kids, and so many of them are coming to them electronically, visions and scripts that maybe we wouldn't like.
Yes.
And I was really inspired that you really control that in your household.
We do. You know, recent studies, NPR just recently reported that 15% of teens with cell phones ages 12 to 17 are involved with sexting, mm-hmm. which means, and this is how they noted it, and they did a study with kids, that they are sending sexual images of themselves, meaning nude photos or nearly nude photos of themselves one to another. And so this is pornography. This is one step beyond pornography. I mean, this is someone you know mm-hmm. that is exposing their, you know, private areas to another human, to another young person. And the peer pressure for this is ridiculous. And so we have taken a strong stand in our home about cell phones. We've taken a strong stand about internet. We've taken a strong stand about the kind of movies that they would watch and what they would do. And most people would think that someone like myself in my position, multimillionaire, speaker, author, God has really blessed me with building what we have and being known all over the world. Most people think people like us have pretty much no rules at all for the family. And the truth is, our kids don't have cell phones. They don't do the internet, and they don't see a movie unless we have approved it first. And our kids are happy, mm-hmm. they are functional, and they are examples inside of their schools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Discipline actually works, doesn't it?
It does. Discipline is very important. When we don't discipline, and we all know what the Bible says about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you spare the rod, you spoil the child. It also says that if you won't correct them, it means you hate them. And God lovingly corrects us, and it doesn't always feel good. And it is important that we discipline our children in a loving fashion. And I show step by step how to do that in the book. You know, how do you walk that out in love to where they're not rebelling, but that they understand what was wrong and how to correct it.
Mm-hmm. So somebody could be grooming them for an addiction to pornography or some substance, laziness, or we could groom them for success and leadership.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
And what's important, think about this. In 14,000 hours of school that we all have from kindergarten to our 12th grade year of school, mm-hmm. how many hours were devoted to teaching us financial success?
Boy, that is right.
Zero. How many hours were spent on teaching us relationship success, communication success,
zero.
Emotional success?
Mm-mm.
Zero. But our kids grew up in an environment kind of like Kylie. Kylie, 18 years old, she called in on my radio show and said, Danny, I don't want to fail financially. What can I do now? I'm young. I'm not in debt yet. What can I do? Well, interestingly enough, I asked her, I said, you know, how much money have you made and how long have you been working? Well, she's made $20,000 in 4 years. $20,000 in 4 years is a lot of money. I said, what do you have to show for it? She says, I have $40 in the bank and I have a $3,000 car. Where'd the rest of the money go, Kylie? That's 17 grand. Where did it go? And she says, really I don't have any idea.
Yeah, and that's pretty typical.
That's typical of adults, too.
Right. Danny, let me interrupt you here. We want to thank our sponsors, and we'll be right back with your ideas for how to overcome.
Oh, death has been defeated, and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and today we're talking with Danny Johnson. We've just agreed that the average American is failing financially, and we're let's get back to the story of Kylie and tell us what to do so our children don't go down this.
Yes. You know, and I asked her, I said, I said, your parents love you. She goes, I'm best friends with my mom. I said, but see, one generation never even talked about money to their kids. That's the generation your mom is. Her parents never talked about money to her. Mm-hmm. Therefore, she never knew she was supposed to groom you to succeed financially. And so what do we do? Well, when the children come to us, saying, can I have another iPod? Can I have more video games? Can I have more movies? Can I have more music? Can I go here? Can I go to the movies? Can I go over there? Can I have some more stuff? Can we get more junk food? When they're coming to us to say that, we have got to teach them between wise spending or wise investing and foolish spending. Mm-hmm. Foolish spending leads to poverty. It leads to debt. It leads to financial bondage. We have the fruit of a nation that is multi-trillion dollars in debt right now to prove that we were groomed to fail financially. Mm-hmm. So the question is, what do we say, right?
Right.
What do we tell these kids that are coming to us? Because, again, we live in a nation that is greedy beyond greedy, mm-hmm. full of idolatry. We are addicted to consumerism. Mm-hmm. We are addicted to having more. And when we say yes to our kids, we are grooming them for even further debt and further poverty.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do to change that?
This is a perfect chance to introduce the concept that is written in the book, Grooming the Next Generation, about 98% and 2%. 98% of the population dead or dead broke by the age of 65, dependent on their family, friends, and federal government for their main source of income. 2% that is self-sufficient financially at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to my kids when they come and when they have, they don't even ask anymore, but, you know, can I have this, can I have that? Or, you know, Evan has this cool, you know, Xbox. Mom, I want one of those. This is a long time ago. And I would say, you know what, that's great for Evan. And I'm glad you're excited about that, but I want to ask you a question. Do you want to be a success financially with no worries in your finances someday? Or do you want to be like 98% of the population who can't pay their bills, who can't figure out where the money's going to come from, who are hurting financially, and that when an economy changes, they almost go under? So which one do you want to be? Do you want to be that 2%er or do you want to be a 98%er? And they always say the same thing. I want to be a 2%er. Well, my job is to groom you for financial success. And although that toy is so tempting, just because it's available doesn't mean it's wise to buy. So what we will do is we're going to point money into assets. Assets are something that grows, that makes more money. Liabilities are things that break and cost more money. Mm-hmm. So what would this qualify, this Xbox? Does it qualify as an asset or a liability? It goes, oh, probably a liability. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, then, which choice do you think is best for today and for your future? Not to purchase the Xbox. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you think that young children can understand investing and saving and asset accounts?
No question in my mind. We have, like, complete documentation that, yes, Janina out of California. You know, I first came out with a home study course of this, of Grooming the Next Generation. The book basically was derived from the home study course. So she got a hold of this home study course several years ago when her kids were 6 years old, twins that were 4, and a 2-year-old baby. Well, she implemented this into her little kids. Her son, her oldest son at the time, was violently abusive. Her house was out of control. She was $150,000 in debt herself, mm-hmm. outside of the mortgage, just $150,000 in credit card, cars, and loans in debt, which is why she came to us originally. Mm-hmm. Well, Janina implemented what we talk about in the book, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, and her kids have asset accounts at 6, 4, and 2 years old. Mm-hmm. These kids don't ask Janina, Mom, can I have this? Mom, can we go there? Can I have some more junk food? Can I have more clothes? They don't ask. Mm-hmm. They look for ways to make money and put it in their asset account, and they're excited about growing assets for their future, even at those young ages. Not to mention, Sharon, her oldest son is no longer violent or abusive with the other three children. Her son, the youngest one, when he turned 3, he was reading first grade level. All of her kids are 2 grades in advance. And her husband, a military man, has told her, I feel so honored by you because how you've taught our kids how to honor me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great turnaround in thinking. And that's how rich people think.
It is how rich people think. In fact, Janina has paid off in the last 3 years $150,000 worth of debt. All they have left is their mortgage.
Wow. Wow. And in your household, where there is plenty of money,
mm-hmm.
I understand that Roman prayed for a guitar.
Yes. You really have read that entire book.
Well, it's a great thing. You actually taught your child faith.
Yes.
As well as discipline in it.
Yes, ma'am. You see, because they will come. And so, you know, I have other musician kids, don't know how that happened. And, you know, I thought he was just excited about, you know, his sister has a guitar, his brother has drums. And all those things came about in the same way. But Roman came to me and says, Mom, I want to play the electric guitar. He's 8 years old, and we're not going to spend $200 on an electric guitar. And so, you know, he kept agitating, you know, Mom, I really want this. And I said, listen, I said, if God has put this in your heart, then all you have to do is ask God. I'm not your provider. He is. So ask the provider for what it is that you want or need. If he planted the desire, he has provision for the guitar. So he began to pray. And I'm not kidding you. Right away, within a week, two, I can't remember the exact same time, but it was like a week or two, I get a call from a girlfriend that lives 3 hours away and says, hey, you know, I was cleaning up the garage and I found these 2 electric guitars. Would you have any use for them? What? When my son saw those, he bawled like a baby, and he praised God. Mm-hmm. He now knows Mom and Dad is not the provider. God is. Mm-hmm. When is the perfect time to teach a human being who the provider is?
Mm-hmm.
When they're young and have childlike faith, not when they're an adult. It's very hard to learn after they're an adult.
It's harder to develop trust.
So absolutely.
That's the kind of real legacy, is the connection to a real good life.
Yes.
Yeah, the source of all life.
That's right.
That's right. So now, where can we get this book? I hope everyone who's listening to me gets one book for themselves and a bunch for their Christmas gifts.
Absolutely. I just so appreciate how excited you are about this book, and I wanted to thank you in front of everybody for writing that blog, and you made me cry when I saw it. People can get a hold of the book, and if they feel it is important to groom this next generation to succeed financially so we're not passing debt down. If they want to groom this next generation to have better marriages, better communication skills, we want to groom. We have to do this diligently and strategically. We can't do this by accident. It has to be done on purpose. Anything we succeed at is done on purpose. And so if we want to see them excel and rise up to high levels out there in the marketplace, we've got to come together and get a hold of this book called Grooming the Next Generation for Success. 2 places they can find that. They can find it in some local stores. Barnes & Noble is carrying it. Books A Million is carrying it. But the easiest way, go to DannyJohnson.com. Again, that's DannyJohnson.com. DannyJohnson.com. Or they can go to Amazon.com. But they'll find a direct link on our website directly to the page where to find the book. Because, man, they got 2 million books on that website. So that might be a challenge to get a hold of it. But if you go to DannyJohnson.com, click on the book. It's right on the home page. It'll take directly to the link where you can get a hold of the book on Amazon. It'll be shipped out to you immediately. And I agree with you, Sharon. We've got to come together and help influence this next generation, whether we're teachers, whether we're parents, grandparents, spiritual parents, any influence that any of us have over kids. Let's answer the need in them. They want to succeed. Let's help them do it.
Amen. And we'll be right back.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released.
This is the Great Shalom broadcast. And as we always do, we want to pray blessing over everyone. So I invite you to pray with me. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for people ahead of us who are willing to show us the way. Lord, bless them. Bless our sister for helping so many children. And help us to listen, to really listen. Help us to change our words, our example to our children. And help us to help them succeed, to know you, to demonstrate your love, your provision, your shalom, and even your excellence, your glory. Lord, we believe in you. We believe that you love us, have good intentions for us, and want shalom for us. So we resolve to be good students and good stewards and good witnesses to your love. May Danny and her household and her staff be blessed, and may the households of all my listeners be blessed, and may the children of this generation be turned around into blessing, and may the blessing expand throughout this world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
So write me, tell me what you received at info@greatshalom.org, or my land mail is P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And you can always find us at www.greatshalom.org. We've got a link there to Danny's site and to her book site. And you can let your friends listen to this interview, because we will archive it there. And they can just go to www.greatshalom.org. Click on archive, look for the little triangle that means play, and they can hear this interview. So tell all your friends. Tell them to listen to Danny on the Great Shalom broadcast. Any last words for us, Danny?
Our kids can succeed. I was groomed to fail. Out of the thousands of clients I've worked with, I have found that they were also groomed to fail. Let's not pass that down. Let's pass down success by simple little things that are in a simple book. Join me and Sharon on this mission that I believe is from God, on how we can pull together and set these kids up on a path that we were not set up on. Please go to DannyJohnson.com and get a hold of that book and join Sharon and I on this passionate adventure of raising kids up to succeed.
That's so right. Thank you so much, Danny, for your work, and thank you for coming. And, everybody join us, because those children are doing what we're training them to do. And tune in next week. We'll talk about our legacy. Are we leaving a real robust faith for our children and all our gift giving? So we'll talk about that next time. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom broadcast here on The Word 99.3 and 98.3.